News release. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. The Michigan Republican Party filed a complaint against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson for misusing public resources to advance her desperate campaign for the governor's mansion. The complaint, submitted under Section 215(5) of the Michigan Campaign Finance Act, calls for an immediate investigation by the Bureau of Elections, citing the legal argument of former Democrat Party Chair Mark Brewer. On January 22, 2025, Benson hosted a campaign press conference in the lobby of the Richard H. Austin Building, where she announced her candidacy for governor, after a botched social media announcement the night prior. Using a state-owned building for campaign purposes is a clear violation of Michigan law, which prohibits government officials from using public resources for political activities. Mark Brewer, a prominent Democrat attorney and former chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, has explained that Michigan law expressly prohibits the use of any public resources for political campaign. I mean, they held it in a public building, that was a campaign event, and was illegal. The complaint highlights that the Richard H. Austin Building, funded by Michigan taxpayers, is not a public space open to all but instead is an office under Benson's control. The press conference, which lasted approximately 20 minutes, discussed Benson's campaign priorities, further underscoring the event's political nature. Under Michigan law, any individual who knowingly violates these provisions may face misdemeanor charges, including a possible fine of up to $1,000 or incarceration for not more than 1 year. We call on the Bureau of Elections to take this complaint seriously and to hold Jocelyn Benson accountable for her flagrant abuses of the public's trust. We also request that the Bureau of Elections enjoin Secretary Benson and her campaign from future violations and fine them the maximum amount permitted by law, said Tyler Henningsen, political director of the Michigan Republican Party. The integrity of our public office holders must be maintained, and the misuse of taxpayer-funded resources for personal political gain will not be tolerated.